Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago, Job chapter 38, verses 31 to 38. Dear Christian friends, clueless. That's what poor Job was. Others were making all kinds of decisions for his life, and he had no idea. All he knew was what he saw, and it didn't make any sense. He couldn't be privy, of course, to the backroom dealing, but he was expected to go on faithfully without knowing. Clueless. Most of you know, and many of you care quite a lot, that these last several days, people have been making a lot of decisions that will affect your lives hugely. Iowa East, Minnesota South, TLH, Lutheran worship, creative worship, other, parsonage, own your own, patient supervisor, territorial senior, dual parish, cushy suburb, way out in the sticks, multicultural. Decisions have been made. Placement directors, vicarage directors, district presidents have met behind closed doors, slotting you somewhere. But until tonight or tomorrow night, most of you are absolutely clueless. Now, of course, after tonight, after tomorrow, almost every single one of you will see, quite obviously, the perfect wisdom of the system. But even after the call service or the vicarage service, for one or two of you, there may remain a few questions. What were they thinking? It doesn't make any sense. Somebody around here was clueless. Alicia Silverstone. Or was it Paula Poundstone? Maybe Oliver Stone. Clueless. Maybe. But you're still going to go. Perhaps without understanding why. And before long, probably also realizing that you don't know entirely how. But you're going to go, and with a much better reason for confidence. You go out to serve clueless, not faithless. Dr. Fekencher, shouldn't that be the adverbial form sent to serve cluelessly? Not faithlessly. Clueless. It appeared in our text as if Job's placement director was not exactly the best advocate for him. Satan comes and he says, I've got the perfect slotting for a man who will serve God for nothing. He will lose his wealth, his health, his children. He will become the laughingstock of his friends. He'll wish he'd never been born. And the placement director says, have you considered my servant Job? So Job gets his call. And no wonder he wonders what the Lord was thinking. Now, should any of you, after tonight or tomorrow night, be inclined to raise similar questions about the wisdom of your placement director or vicarage director, rest assured that we didn't go about this task faithlessly. On the contrary, we weighed stacks and stacks of information about each one of you and every single congregation quite faithfully, I think. We worked very hard with the district presidents, with our counterparts from our sister seminary, to make the very best arrangements, the very best fit for each one of you and for each congregation. And yet, Professor Newfer and I will beat you to the punch in admitting that we're still basically clueless. When Job started to think that maybe he did know something that God didn't, God comes to him in a whirlwind and speaks in our text. Job 38, verse 31. Can you, Job, bind the chains of the Pleiades or loose the cords of Orion? Can you lead forth the Maserot in their season? Or can you guide the bear with its children? Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you establish their rule on earth? I thought not. Go ahead. Admit it. You're clueless. We humans who do placement and vicarage are also not privy to the hidden counsels of God. So yes, there are many, many things about your futures about which we are clueless. We have no idea which sins will be the most troubling to your dearest elders, to the president of your youth group, to your sweetest shut-ins. And we don't know how you'll handle it. We don't know which family will be racked by divorce first, or troubled by a pregnancy out of wedlock. And we don't know how you'll deal with it. We don't know which irregularities in communion policy have been harbored at your place for years and years in the past. And we don't even know how you should handle it. Neither do you. Not yet you don't. Not before you've been there, gotten to know your people, really becoming their pastor, discovering all the idiosyncrasies and discrepancies and contradictions that in a fallen world make your place absolutely unique. Believe me, guys, I have been there. Not your place, but mine. And each one of them certainly was different enough that it was not nearly as simple as I thought when I first got there. Right now, you're sent out to serve basically clueless. Verse 34, can you lift up your voice to the clouds that a flood of waters may cover you? Can you send forth lightnings that they may go and say to you, here we are? Now, of course, admitting that you're clueless is not a license to be ignorant. You must get to know your people. You must continue to grow theologically, to build on all those magnificent things that you really do already know very, very well. You're sent out to serve clueless, not faithless. And to serve clueless really should be to serve in faith, trusting in the one who does know what's really going on. Who has put wisdom in the inward parts or given understanding to the mind? God knows where you should serve and how he's going to get you there through basically clueless human agents. God knows how he will take care of your congregation through just the best you know. And we can trust that he will do that, not just because he's omniscient. There's a better reason. God will accomplish his perfect plan. He will carry out his perfect wisdom through your placement, through your service there, because each soul that he sent you to care for is just too precious to him. He won't squander your talents because he paid too much for your flock. You know, on that one, everybody was clueless. Even Satan himself didn't see it coming. God, stripped naked, displayed as a public spectacle. Jesus, helpless, desperate, on the cross. That one set the Pleiades and Orion in the heavens. That one redeemed the earth. Hey, Lord, what was God thinking? Ask clueless Job. And he might say, yeah, it's true. I really don't know all that much. But I know that my Redeemer lives. That's enough. Job didn't know it. We still can't understand it. But somehow, all of those things that Job went through were pointing to that. Easter really is all we need to know. It means that the one who does know how to make everything work is alive to take care of all that stuff that eludes us. And it means that that same wise one died. Which means that all of your people, and you too, have been reconciled to God. Which means that all of God's perfect, wise plans include your people and you too. You folks are going to accomplish great things where God places you. And that's why. For a whole lot of congregations who very soon will be served by basically clueless new vicars and pastors sent there by basically clueless vicarage and placement directors, that's the salvation. Your salvation too. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.